USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusio reporting. Heavy snow is forecast today for Kyiv, where temperatures are expected to drop below freezing, and millions of people in and around Ukraine's capital city are without heat or light. In Geneva, the UN is promising help for Ukrainians across the embattled nation who are suffering from the relentless Russian attacks on infrastructure needed to supply electricity for heat, water, and light. Here is UN Humanitarian Aid Coordinator Jens Lerke.
Ukraine is turning increasingly cold, without power, without steady water supply, and without heating. We and our partners are supporting the authorities with generators to critical facilities such as hospitals and schools. Nearly 400 generators have already been delivered by UN agencies, and thousands more are in the pipeline.
A cruise ship passenger who went overboard is lucky to be alive. The passenger, identified as a 28-year-old man treading water in the Gulf of Mexico for as many as 15 hours after falling from a Carnival Valor cruise ship late Wednesday. Officials say the passenger is in stable condition. U.S. Coast Guard Search and Rescue Coordinator Lieutenant Seth Gross says he's a very lucky individual.
If it wasn't for the alert watchstanders and the crew members on board the motor vessel who initially saw him and then vectored in the helicopter, it could be a very different story.
There may be a lack of uniformed police officers in your town.
With retirements up and new recruits in short supply, law enforcement agencies are facing staffing shortages. A survey from the Police Executive Research Forum found that the number of new officer hirings was down nearly 4% in 2021 compared to 2029. The survey from earlier this year found that there were close to 24% more retirements among law enforcement during the same period. The uptick in retirements and resignations were driven in part by low pay. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Club Q employees who survived the mass shooting that killed five people are now facing financial strain since the Colorado Springs Club shut down. Michael Anderson was bartending on the night of the shooting, and he says members of the community are reaching out to help.
Tiara, one of our newest family members here, has started a personal GoFundMe for the club staff, performers, people who are just not having that income right now just because of the fact that it is shut down.
A violent workers' revolt at the world's largest iPhone factory this week in central China is further scrambling Apple's strained supply and highlighting how the country's stringent zero-COVID policy is hurting global technology firms. The trouble started last month when workers left the factory campus in Zhengzhou, the capital of the central province of Henan, due to COVID fears. Short on staff, bonuses were offered to workers to return. But protests broke out this week when the newly hired staff said management had reneged on their promises. Daniel Ives, managing director of equity research at Wedbush Securities, said every week of this shutdown and unrest, we estimate it's costing Apple roughly $1 billion a week in lost iPhone sales. In the SEC on Saturday night, there was a huge game between Texas A&M and LSU. Here with the final call is Andrew Monaco on Learfield as Texas A&M takes down LSU.
Ball game. Aggies. 38-23. They take down number 6 LSU. And Kyle Field is still magical.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.